Here is your Wealth Health Pod blog for Wednesday, June 17th. Yesterday, I talked about the 50-50 chance you have of losing 20% of any new investment in U.S. equities. To me, that's just gambling. It's not investing. I also mentioned just one major fundamental that supports this mathematical probability. That fundamental is price-earnings ratios, which are currently very high compared to historical norms. I received a couple of emails from listeners yesterday. One was asking for clarification on the difference between operating earnings and as-reported earnings. The second one suggested, and that's a nice way of phrasing how the email was written, that I was stirring the pot because in the long run, an investment today would be just fine. Now let me explain the earnings issue first. There are two types of earnings numbers being tossed around today. As-reported earnings are the true earnings of a company as reported using generally accepted accounting principles. This is how earnings have been reported for decades. The past few years, though, more and more attention has been given to operating earnings, which are earnings of the company before you have to factor in such bad stuff like write-offs and other one-time charges. You know, the stuff the company would just rather ignore if they could. The historical price earnings averages are based on as-reported earnings. Market cheerleaders who want things to look better than they really are tout operating earnings. But no matter which earnings figures you use, the market is still grossly overvalued. Once again, we have one financial term being used in two completely different and conflicting ways. This is just like the biggest challenge facing consumers of financial services in general. There is one term, quote-unquote, the financial advisor. But there are two distinct types of people who use that title. One is a professional who will do what's in your best interests. The other is nothing more than a salesperson. The consumer is completely confused, and no wonder you don't trust anybody, even though you need my knowledge and experience now more than ever. And that's just sad. So the second email I received argued that current price doesn't really matter as long as you're investing in the long run. The logic goes that if you have more than 7 to 10 years, buying now is at least as good, if not better, than buying later. But this buy-and-hold passive management theory has a couple of assumptions that really should be reviewed for their accuracy. The first is that risk diminishes with time. Time is a powerful tool to have on your side, especially when you're compounding interest. But time does not help you when you're hoping to have a target amount of dollars by a certain date. The further away that date is, the more likely you are to miss your target. I don't have time to get into this today. If you want to learn more, send me an email and I'll connect you to some articles by Carl at behaviorgap.com, or I'll show you some mathematical models that demonstrate this. The second wrong assumption is that stocks and equities deliver what is called a risk premium of about 5% over fixed income instruments like bonds. Stocks are more volatile, riskier, but as the theory goes, that extra risk you are taking on is compensated for by extra returns, which always come through in the long run. An additional 5% is supposed to be that reward. Well, studies by numerous experts have shot zillions of holes in this theory. Rob Arnott has written the most persuasive of the articles along these lines. I'll put up a link to that article if you want to wade through it. The final assumption is more hope than anything. Basically, we want 20-year returns to be good, especially after having lost so much in the market so far. That has to mean we're going to bounce back, right? 20-year returns are not so much dependent, though, upon what the market did right before the 20-year period starts. The fact that we just lost 30 to 50% of market values the past 9 months isn't what's going to drive where the market goes from here. Fundamentals will drive where the market goes from here. And didn't I say yesterday, fundamentals always win? A survey of 20-year periods starting back in 1919 shows that when the P.E. average, the price-earnings average of the market, was high, say 19 like it is today, the average 20-year annualized return for the market was 3.2%. When that price-earnings ratio for the market was low, say around 10, the average annualized return for the market was 13.4%. That's 10% more per year in returns because the starting point was so depressed from a fundamental standpoint. You see, investing isn't about whatever you hear on CNBC or other financial pornography outlets. Investing is about following a strategy, systematically locating and buying asset classes that are cheap, and then selling them when they are pricey. If you want to play a game where you have a 50-50 chance of losing 20% of your money, go ahead, go to Vegas. You're actually more likely to do better in Vegas than you are in the stock market. If you want to be an investor, then be aware of the risks you are being asked to take.